Okay, so let's dive into this recent news about AI transcription and the American Arbitration Association, the AAA. They're big in resolving disputes, outside of the usual courtrooms.
Right.
But what really caught our eye is how they're now using AI to generate transcripts.
Yeah.
For like hearings and depositions and stuff.
It's really interesting what this could mean for, the legal field as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, we tend to think of law as being really slow to change, but this feels different,
It does. Like, why didn't we think of this sooner?
Right.
Imagine getting your transcripts back in a few days instead of weeks.
Yeah.
And way cheaper, too.
And cheaper. That's exactly what the AAA is saying. At least they're working with a company called Optima Juris to do this.
Yeah. And they're already using it for remote and hybrid proceeding.
Exactly.
So, this isn't just some far off thing. It's happening now.
Right. And the pandemic really pushed this forward, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All that shift to virtual hearings forced groups like the AAA to get creative, find new solutions.
Makes sense.
And that's how they found Optima Juris.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They were really impressed with their tech, how flexible it was.
So it seems like they were kind of the right people at the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
So how does this AI actually work? Like, what's the process?
Well, it's pretty cool. During the hearing or deposition,
okay,
you have this AI host.
Oh, wow.
It's like a virtual stenographer.
Oh, okay.
It makes sure the recording is, all good. Everything's captured clearly.
Right.
Then that audio, that goes into a speech recognition system.
That sounds really futuristic.
It is. But, it's not all robots.
Yeah, I was thinking there's got to be humans involved at some point.
Exactly right. So this AI, it makes a draft transcript.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is key, it goes to two proofreaders.
Wow. Two?
Two, yeah. Human experts.
Got it.
I mean, experts, these folks know their stuff. They go through it, make sure it's accurate, especially the legal terms, all those nuances.
I can imagine.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with the AAA claiming 99% accuracy.
Wow, 99. That's as good as a top-notch stenographer, right?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
That's amazing.
And you get a rough draft in 24 hours.
Oh, really?
Which is like 96, 97% accurate.
So you can use that draft to prep or something.
Exactly. For a quick review, taking notes, all that.
That's really useful.
Yeah, super helpful. So we got speed, accuracy, but
cost, right?
Oh, yeah. Got to talk cost.
That's got to be where AI really shines.
The big time. It's $2.30 per page, per party.
Wow.
Compared to, the usual $5.70 for a court reporter.
That's less than half.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Especially for, those really long cases.
It's a game changer for sure.
Totally. It makes you wonder, could this actually level the playing field?
Right.
Imagine a small business, right?
Right.
Or someone who couldn't afford those high fees before.
Yeah.
Now they've got a real shot.
That's a big deal.
It is.
So in a way, this tech could help people get better access to justice.
Potentially, yeah. It's a really interesting angle.
It is.
Yeah.
But, got to be some downsides too, right?
Of course. Two sides to every coin, as they say.
Right. What are some things that make you, a little hesitant about all this?
Well, like with any AI, data privacy is a big one.
Makes sense.
These transcripts have sensitive info.
Yeah.
We got to know, where's that data going? Who can see it? Is it secure?
Yeah, that's huge, especially for legal stuff.
Yeah.
Where everything's confidential.
Exactly. And then there's the court reporters themselves.
Right.
This tech could really change their jobs,
Yeah.
The article even talked about a shortage of court reporters.
I did see that, yeah.
So it's like, on one hand, maybe this solves that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, are people going to lose their jobs?
Yeah, it's like a trade-off, I guess.
It is. It's like that with a lot of new tech, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And, I always wonder, can AI really capture everything?
That's a good point.
Like those little human nuances,
Right, right.
Court reporters, they don't just write down words.
No, they don't.
They hear the tone, the pauses, all those nonverbal cues.
That can be really important in court, too.
Exactly. So I wonder, can AI really get all that?
It makes you think, will there always be a need for that human element?
Probably, yeah. Even if AI gets super advanced.
It's possible. Maybe we'll see a hybrid approach.
Mm-hmm.
AI does the first pass, then humans refine it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Something like that. Oh, and the article mentioned how AI is less intrusive.
Right. What do they mean by that?
Well, think about it. Usually there's a stenographer right there in the room with you. Can be a little intimidating.
Yeah, especially in those sensitive cases.
Right. But with AI, it's just the recording equipment.
Oh, I see.
more relaxed, more natural.
That makes a lot of sense.
Especially if you have, you know, vulnerable witnesses.
Right, or those really personal disputes.
Exactly. Could even change how legal proceedings work overall.
How so?
Imagine a witness who's more comfortable because there's no stranger there, you know, writing everything down.
Yeah.
They might give more authentic testimony.
That's a fascinating point.
It is. But, you know, this is just one example of how AI is changing the legal world.
Right. It's not just about transcripts.
It's way bigger. We're seeing AI used for legal research, for analyzing contracts, even predicting how cases will turn out.
That's wild.
It's really changing everything about how law works.
It feels like we're at the very beginning of this AI revolution in law.
We are. We are. So, you know, for our listeners out there.
Yeah, what should they be paying attention to as this stuff keeps developing?
Good question. I think a big thing is going to be regulation.
Regulation, okay.
As AI gets more embedded in law, we need rules, you know.
Makes sense.
Guidelines, standards to make sure it's used ethically.
Right, so it's not abused or anything?
Exactly. Got to address those data privacy concerns we talked about.
Right.
And we need to make sure these systems are fair.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Bias,
yeah. I know that's been a big topic in other fields.
It has.
Like hiring and loans and stuff. How could bias show up in the legal system?
Well, imagine an AI system trained on old cases, right?
Okay.
And those old cases, they might have biases baked in from the way the system worked back then.
Oh, I see.
So this new AI, it could keep those biases going.
Wow.
Maybe even lead to unfair results for certain groups.
That's a scary thought.
It is. It is. We got to be really careful about that.
So a lot of this comes down to the people making these systems, right?
Absolutely.
And the lawyers using them.
Yep. Yep. It's not just the tech itself. It's the human side, too.
Makes sense.
Lawyers need to know how to use this stuff responsibly.
Ethically, right.
Ethically, exactly.
And the public needs to be informed, too, right?
Definitely. The more we all understand AI and its impact, the better we can shape how it develops.
Yeah, we can't just let the technology decide everything for us.
Exactly. We got to be involved, make sure it benefits society.
Well said. You know, this deep dive has been a great example of that.
It has, hasn't it?
Just by talking about AI transcription.
Right.
We've touched on some really big issues that everyone needs to be thinking about.
Absolutely. So to bring it back to our listeners.
Yeah. What's the one big takeaway you'd want them to leave with?
Good question. I'd say keep your eyes open. Stay curious.
I like that.
AI is changing fast, and it's going to affect all of us, including in law.
Makes sense.
The more we know, the better we'll be able to handle the changes, the opportunities that come with it.
Yeah. Curiosity is key.
It is.
So much of this feels like uncharted territory, but that's what makes it so exciting.
It is an exciting time.
It is. It is. We're at a turning point, and the decisions we make now are going to shape the future.
Yeah. Of law, of society, everything.
Well said. Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Hope this sparked your curiosity and gave you some things to ponder.
Lots to think about.
As always, keep learning, keep exploring.
And stay engaged.
And remember, the future is ours to make.
That's right.
So that's it for today. See you next time.
See you.
Yeah, it's like this tech could help people get better access to justice.
Potentially, yeah. It's a really interesting angle.
It is. It is. But, you know, got to be some downsides too, right?
Oh, of course. Of course. Always two sides to every coin.
Right. What are some things that make you, you know, a little hesitant about all this?
Well, data privacy is a big one.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like with any AI, really, these transcripts, they have a lot of sensitive info. We got to be sure that data is protected.
Right. Like, where's it stored? Who can see it?
Exactly. Exactly. And then there's the court reporters themselves.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, this tech, it could really change their jobs, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
The article even mentioned there's a shortage of court reporters these days.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, maybe this solves that problem.
Right, right.
But then on the other hand, what about the people already doing those jobs?
Yeah, it's a tough question. Like a trade-off, almost.
It is. It is. Happens a lot with new tech, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I always wonder, can AI really capture everything?
That's a good problem.
Like all the little things, the human stuff.
Right, right.
Court reporters, they don't just write down words.
No.
They pick up on the tone, the pauses, you know, all those nonverbal cues.
Uh-huh. And those can be important, legally speaking.
Exactly. So can AI really do all that? I wonder.
Makes you think, will there always be a need for that human touch?
Probably, yeah. Even if AI gets like super advanced.
It's possible.
Yeah.
We might see like a hybrid system emerge.
What do you mean?
Maybe AI does the initial transcript, the rough draft.
Okay.
But then human experts come in and refine it.
Well, that makes sense.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, and the article mentioned how AI is less intrusive.
Right, right. What do they mean by that?
Well, usually you have the stenographer right there in the room with you.
Yeah.
Taking everything down.
Yeah.
Can be kind of intimidating, though.
Especially in, like, sensitive situations, yeah.
Exactly. But with AI, it's just the recording equipment.
I see.
So it feels more relaxed, more natural.
That makes a lot of sense.
Especially for vulnerable witnesses or if it's a really personal dispute.
Right, right. Could even change the whole dynamic of legal proceedings?
It could, yeah. Imagine, you know, a witness who's more comfortable because there's no stranger there writing everything down.
Hmm, yeah.
Maybe they give more authentic testimony, you know.
That's a really interesting point.
It is, it is. But it's important to remember this is just one example of how AI is changing the legal world.
Right, it's bigger than just transcripts.
Way bigger. We're seeing it used for research, for analyzing contracts.
Wow.
Even predicting case outcomes.
Really? Wow, that's wild.
It's changing everything about how law works.
Yeah, it feels like we're just at the beginning of this whole AI revolution in law.
We are. We are. So, you know, for our listeners out there.
Yeah. What should they be watching for as this stuff keeps developing?
I think regulation is going to be huge.
Regulation. Okay.
Yeah. As AI gets more, you know, ingrained in the legal world.
Uh-huh.
We got to have rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Like guidelines, standards, make sure it's used ethically.
Right. Right. So it's not like misused or anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And like those data privacy issues we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Got to address those.
For sure.
And, you know, we need these AI systems, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. The bias issue. That's big.
It is. It is. We've seen that in other areas, right?
Right. Like with hiring and loans, stuff like that.
Exactly. So how could that play out in law?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, you could imagine, say, an AI system.
Okay.
It's trained on data from old cases. Right. And those old cases, well, they might have biases in them already.
Oh, from back then?
Yeah, just from how the system worked.
I see.
So this new AI could end up, like, perpetuating those biases.
Wow, so it'd be learning from bad examples, basically.
Kind of, yeah. And that could lead to, you know, unfair results for certain people.
That's kind of scary.
It is. We got to be very aware of that, try to prevent it.
So a lot of this comes down to the people building these AI systems, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And the lawyers using them, too.
Yeah. Big time. It's not just about the tech. It's about the human side of it.
Right. Makes sense. Like lawyers need to be trained, right?
Totally. They need to know how to use this stuff responsibly.
Ethically.
Ethically. Exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, the public needs to be in the loop too.
You mean like everyone should have a basic understanding of AI?
Yeah. The more people understand what AI is, what it can do, the good and the bad, the better we can, you know, steer its development.
Right. Make sure it's used for good, not bad.
Yeah. Exactly. We can't just be passive, let the tech take over, you know?
Yeah, we got to be active participants in how this all unfolds.
Absolutely. And, you know, this deep dive we've been doing, it's a good example of that, I think.
Yeah.
Just by talking about this one thing, AI transcription.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten to some big, big issues that everyone should be thinking about.
That's true. That's true. So to kind of sum it all up for our listeners,
yeah,
what's like the one key takeaway you'd want them to leave with today?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'd say keep your eyes open, stay curious.
I like that. Stay curious.
Yeah, because AI is changing fast.
Right.
And it's going to impact every part of our lives, law included.
Makes sense.
So the more we learn about it, the more we understand it, the better prepared we'll be for, you know, whatever comes next.
Yeah, whether it's changes, opportunities, or whatever.
Exactly.
Curiosity is key. I love that.
It is. Yeah. So much of this feels brand new, uncharted territory, you know?
It does.
But that's also what makes it so exciting.
It is exciting. We're at this, like, turning point.
We are.
And what we do now, the decisions we make,
yeah,
they're going to shape the future, like, big time.
They are. The future of law, the future of society, everything.
Well said. This has been a really, really fascinating deep dive.
It has. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in today.
Thanks, everyone.
We hope this has, you know, made you think a little, sparked your curiosity.
Lots to ponder.
As always, keep learning, keep exploring.
Stay engaged.
And remember, The future is what we make it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's it for us today. See you next time.
See you then.